NatCap says last year about 1,200 people signed up to be told in advance about spraying to be done at about 15,000 nearby addresses. That's roughly the same numbers as the year before. The registry program has been around for more than a decade, but NatCap spokesperson Jane Larson says there are often mistakes made.
People need to list complete addresses for which they're concerned. It's not very helpful if you just list, you know, the 800 block of Spruce Street. The lawn care companies compare the registry list with their customer list, so having complete addresses will ensure that you get better notification from those companies.
The lawn care firms have to tell you at least 12 hours before they start spraying the grass, trees, or shrubs at one of the addresses on your list. Usually the companies call you on the phone. Larson says it's also true that the registry does not apply to agricultural spraying.
Sometimes we find that people live out in the country and they list some of the farms around them, and they won't receive notification for those agricultural applications.
Larson says if a lawn care company sprays a site without telling you first, the Ag Department wants to hear about it. The department will follow up, and the violator could be fined. In 2003, there were 30 complaints, and in about half the cases, no violation was found. The rest got reminder or warning letters. No notice is given if a company only applies fertilizer to a site on the pesticide registry. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.